Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the International Masterminders Association Blog Talk Radio Show. I am your host, Tasha Gilmore, and I'm with my wonderful mastermind partners, Leisha Wright, Belinda, and Trixie Walker. Thank you so much for joining us today. We are energized and ready to start the show. So I invite you to call, text, or email a family member or a friend and tell them that we're on the air right now. You can join us via the Internet at Blog Talk Radio, Masterminders, or by phone, 661-554-9219. If you want to communicate with us, you can also join us in our chat room, or you can log on to Facebook and make a comment on our Facebook page to let us know that you're listening and post your questions there as well, and we'll be monitoring those pages while we're on the call today. We will be continuing our discussion on the bestseller, Think and Grow Rich. And today we're going to be finishing up on the self-analysis questions, or at least continuing in the self-analysis questions. But before we get started, let's tell our listeners a little bit about the International Mastermind Association.
The International Mastermind Association is a group of like-minded individuals who have come together based on the mastermind concept espoused in Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich. As masterminders, we commit to coming together as a group on a regular basis for a coordination of knowledge and effort in a spirit of harmony between two or more people for the attainment of a definite purpose. We come together.
I would like to take an opportunity to introduce myself, and I will have my mastermind partners introduce themselves as well. I am Tasha Gilmore. I'm a minister, speaker, and purpose coach. My organization is Valley to Victory, and we offer seminars, workshops, and one-on-one coaching to empower women to move beyond their valley experiences to transform their lives and to live a life of victory. I host an inspirational call Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern, and I also host a Christian book club, which is a teleseminar that's done the last Tuesday of each month. You can learn more about my organization at our website, livealifeofvictory.com. Trixie Walker, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, good morning, ladies. Good morning, International Mastermind Association Blog Talk Radio listeners. I am Trixie Walker. I am so excited to be part of the show this morning, and as the co-host of the Masters of the Mind Mastermind Group, we welcome you this morning. I will tell you a little bit about myself. I am a multi-passion entrepreneur. I am as well with the Jones Lang LaSalle. We are one of the top real estate investment firms in the country. And I am also the executive director of a women's network group, WOMTEC, Women on a Mission to Earn Commission. We pride ourselves in keeping our priorities in order of faith, family, and finances in that order without feeling guilty about it. If you want to check out what we're all about, we invite all guests and all members out to lunch every second and fourth Wednesdays from 11:30 to 1 in West Palm Beach, Florida. You can find out more about me and the association by going to www.womtech.com. Register. Come and see us. Our next meeting is May 22nd. Thank you, Tasha.
Thank you. Belinda Washington, please tell us a little bit about yourself.
Good morning. My name is Belinda Adams Washington, and I am an ordained minister of the gospel. I am currently the associate minister of Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church, located in Riviera Beach, Florida, where our pastor is Reverend James E. Adams. In addition to that, I am also a CPA, and I currently work as a revenue agent with the Department of Treasury. I believe and I know that God is the God of purpose. And so my life's goal has been to encourage others to find your purpose and to pursue it. So that is where you will find victory. That is where you will find peace in living out your purpose. I also speak out at other churches and for other organizations, and I can be reached at on Facebook at Belinda Adams Washington. Thank you.
And Leisha Wright.
Good morning to everyone. My name is Leisha Wright. I'm a licensed minister of the gospel, currently working as the office manager and treasurer of Sebastian United Methodist Church. I am the president of Soothe Ease, Inc., where we hand make microwavable, freezable bags. If you need to de-stress or you're experiencing some type of pain, these bags will soothe you while God eases the pain right out of you. I am in the process of completing a healing scripture CD and prayer journal, and if you'd like to reach me, I can be reached on Facebook at Soothe Ease, that's SOOTHEEZ, or by email at leishawright08@gmail.com, that's LISHAWRIGHT08@gmail.com. God bless you all.
Thank you so much, my wonderful partners. You must have goals and plans if you are going to succeed in any endeavor. Successful people have plans, while failures never plan. Napoleon Hill said, education, knowledge, and influence is more powerful than any exchange of money. For more information about IMA, International Masterminders Association, visit us on the web, www.internationalmasterminders.com, or Facebook, International Mastermind Association. Follow us by liking our page. We want to say hi to the founder and president of IMA, Ms. Ann McNeil, the master builder, building mastermind. I am sure she is out there listening with all of you, and she may join us at some point during the broadcast. Well, we are ready to get started on our self-analysis question. The first question we will cover today is, do you like your occupation? And if not, why not? I know I am very fortunate. I love what I have the opportunity to do. Being a minister, speaker, and purpose coach is the opportunity that I've dreamed of. I have the time to meet with people, identify their purpose, and help them to pursue it, to go after what they've been called to do. God has given each of us a unique purpose for our lives, yet people live unfulfilled lives. We have to push past fear, worry, doubt, and self-limiting belief and go after our purpose and fulfill our destiny. And I am so honored and privileged to have an opportunity to partner with people to help them do just that. Belinda, would you like to share with us on that question?
Yes, thank you. Do you like your occupation? That's something where we would each have to just look at that question. I have been fortunate as well to enjoy what I do and to like my occupation. But what I had to do, when I finished from school, I came out as an accountant, and I have pursued that. So I've been on my current job for 26 years. So I enjoy doing that, but I found that I was not totally fulfilled in just helping people or assisting people with their taxes and making sure that they were following the tax law. My true fulfillment was not in that. So I began to really pray, and then God began to open up other opportunities. So I would say to others, look at the doors that are being opened. And I found myself going volunteering at other type of organizations, from the church to even my sorority to different type of organizations where I was able to teach and I was able to pour out. So if you find that you're not fulfilled on your, say, quote-unquote, 9-to-5 job, begin to look outside of that as well and see, what are your strengths? Are you creative? You know, do you like to cook? Do you like to teach? Do you like to, you know, just help other people? Whatever you find is that place that brings you true contentment and true joy, that's part of your purpose. So pursue it with everything in you. And as you step into it, I believe God will open up the doors, and he'll even bless you, as Ann has taught us, financially in the areas of your strength. Thank you.
Thank you so much for that, Belinda. Trixie Walker.
Well, thank you, lady. Do you like your occupation? That is a great question, Tasha. And one of the things that it reminds me of is Napoleon Hill. Opportunity is out there among us, all of us, and we each have the ability and the choices that we make. If you don't like it, ask yourself, why are you there? And then think about the things that you can do to overcome that. And I think networking is one of the best ways to keep yourself aboard with what's going on out in the workplace. You can always constantly be looking for something else if you're not totally happy. Some of the things that would make a person not happy, and I've lived this before, is working with someone that their main focus is to sabotage you or to hurt you in some type of way. I mean, and if you have someone like that that you have to be around most of the day, because that's where we are doing most of the day, is with these others, sometimes more than we are with our family. So if you are in an employee situation where you don't like what you're doing, look for opportunities. And as Napoleon Hill says, opportunities look like work in overalls. Take those opportunities when you meet people and just let them know your interest. And those type of things can help you crawl your way out of a bad occupation. But I actually love what I do, Tasha, and I think when you find something that you love doing and you do it well, that's satisfaction in itself. So thank you.
I agree with that. When you love what you do and you're good at it, it is very satisfying. And sometimes I know it's hard for people to just evaluate and determine what that is. But I want to encourage people to keep pursuing. You have a unique purpose. Keep pursuing it. The job that you're at right now may not be it. Spend the time and personal development so you can determine what your strengths are. You have to go after what you were meant to do. Otherwise, you will not feel like you're complete. Leisha, would you like to share with us on that as well?
Sure, Tasha. I like what you just said, that you have to go after what it is that you really, really like to do and basically have a passion for. At the present, I do work for a church, and so in my work and in my daily contact with those church people and people who come into my office who are in dire straits, homeless people who need assistance, when I assist them and when I complete a thing, I am bringing glory to God in it. I'm always in a church atmosphere. I'm able to get my my worship, you know, play my worship music, keep my mind focused, and still do business. And so in my bringing glory to God, I really, really enjoy that. That's my arena. I love doing what I do. But at the same time, I am an entrepreneur at heart. And so with that, I do some of my creative things, like making the microwavable, freezable bags. So I love doing what I'm doing, but I do continue to evaluate what are my strengths, what are what I'm good at, and I go after that. So I will encourage the listeners to do just that. Amen.
Oh, thank you so much for that. Our next question is, do you often feel self-pity? And if so, why? Personally, I do not feel self-pity. Now, I have to be honest, there was a season in my life where I did. I finally recognized that my life is my responsibility. We cannot just put things on someone else. And I know for me personally, I was placing blame in other places. And it wasn't until I recognized that this is my life and I have to take responsibility for it and I have the power to change or accept my current situation. And for me, once I stepped out and made changes, I no longer was in a place where I felt sorry for myself because now I was taking responsibility and taking control for the direction of my life. And I don't say that to exclude God because God is always at the center of my personal life. But
Amen.
There are times when we can sit there and we just look at the circumstances and the situation and we just feel bad about it. You have to take action. If you're things in your life that you are not happy about, take positive forward action. It may not change overnight, but as long as you're going forward, you can break out of that self-pity and self-defeat. Trixie, would you like to comment on that as well?
Sure. I wanted to jump right in there with this self-pity. Most of us is coming up into our childhood, adulthood, we all have this image of ourselves, and based on what we've been told or repeated to, we can take that and just twist it in our own minds. And that's where this self-pity comes in. You feel like you're not good enough or you're not doing things the way they should be. Whatever it is, we all go through that and we find a time that we are just so hard on ourselves and we don't know that we can turn that off, turn that negativity off. So it's a form of, the self-pity is a form of negativity, especially when you're so hard on yourself and you just don't think you're good enough. And you need to turn that around and get outside of yourself and just enjoy life. Find something that you like to do. Get out of your own way of this pity and just move forward. Like I said, we all have a form of it, but then there's also a way to turn it around. You don't have to be down in the stumps at all times, and that's what I wanted to add, Tasha. I did, before we go on, I do want to remind our callers and listeners, if you're going through something you're hearing here, one of these questions, either get these questions, ask them out loud, and answer them out loud. So if you are wanting to participate in the conversation, we do ask put your hand or ask a question by pressing number one. Thank you, Tasha.
Thank you for that reminder. At this time, we will take a commercial break, and when we return, I would like Belinda to comment on that as well. So we'll go ahead with a commercial break, and when we return, Belinda will give us her response to that question.
You are listening to the Blog Talk Radio program of the International Mastermind Association. We are here every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. on blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. You can listen to this and the other shows anytime on the web by visiting blogtalkradio.com/masterminders or join us live during the show by calling 661-554-9219. The call-in number again, 661-554-9219. If you wish to join the conversation during the live show, just press 1 on your telephone keypad. You can also join us in the chat room or log on through your Facebook account.
Hello,
Hello, this is Belinda. And Tasha, thank you for the opportunity to address this question. Do you often feel self-pity? And if so, why? What I will say to that is it is important to recognize that negative thoughts do not come from God. We have to actually arrest our negative thoughts, because negative thoughts will take you away from your dream. It will take you away from your destiny. So I'm thinking in this, there's a scripture, Philippians 4, verse 8 and 9, and it tells us, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. And then at the end of verse 9, it tells us, and the God of peace shall be with you. So I encourage you, because sometimes in life, negative thoughts may attach themselves to me, but I begin to read the word and begin to speak it over my life, begin to write down all that you're thankful for, because self-pity is when we're looking at all the negative, but you can say, I can wave my hands, I thank you, I'm thankful for that. I have a good mind, I'm thankful for that. I have food today, I'm thankful for that. And I think when we begin to focus on the positive and then even speak it, let yourself hear you saying all of the positive, then it will bring you out of that valley. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you so much for that. That was encouraging. You have to declare who you are, and that will take you from those depths of self-pity when you remember who God created you to be. Leisha, would you like to comment on that question?
Just briefly, Tasha, self-pity can bring about destruction. And so there was a time that I used to feel self-pity, but I began to talk myself out of it. You know, I choose today, do I want to live? You know, tomorrow is a new day. Tomorrow brings about, you know, other opportunities. You can start again. It's a fresh day. And so to our listeners, if you have been experiencing self-pity, you can always realize that the Bible says you shall live and not die. God wants us to live. Self-pity can bring about destruction. People have committed suicide because they felt that they weren't worthy of living. They felt that they didn't measure up. And so we have affirmations in IMA, and that we speak things into existence. We say that we are an anointed preacher, for example, but to have positive affirmations will help with this if you repeat them and say them daily.
Thank you so much for that, Leisha. We're going to go on to our next question. Are you envious of those who excel you? I am sometimes envious when I see people excel, and I know I am just as talented as them. There's just something in the human heart that longs to exalt itself. And when I am envious, when I recognize that in myself, I remind myself that God has a perfect plan for me. His plan is ordained. It is going to not be grievous when it comes to pass. And we never know what price someone pays for their success. I know personally, I look at people and I think, I want that, or I should be doing that. And it is in those times that I say to myself, what God has for me is for me, and it shall come to pass. It's easy to want someone's glory when we don't know their story. If we knew what it took for them to get where they are, we may not be willing to pay the price. We have to be willing to pay the price for our dreams, and then our perfect destiny will emerge. God has a plan for you. When you feel envious, remember, God has a plan for my life. Make it personal. Remind yourself of that. Belinda, would you like to comment on that?
Yes, thank you, Tasha. This is something a little funny that I want to share. I do not watch a lot of the reality TV shows that I have been guilty of watching, maybe about one or two. And one of the things that I have noticed in watching it, no matter, they'll have a lot of money, a lot of them, they may have the name and the prestige and all of that, but then when you look behind the scenes and you see so much drama in their lives and so much negativity, I've come away with from watching those shows saying, thank you, God, for what you've given me. Thank you, because I have peace. And so that's what I would say to others. Piggybacking on what Tasha said, when you see another person's glory, you don't know their story. And now when we look in our daily, our day-to-day and things that are happening now, you have so many people with so much money, and they're getting hooked on drugs, and there are all of these other things that they're being involved in. So what I would encourage you to do is just say, Lord, thank you for who you created me to be. Help me to be the best me I can be. No one else can be a better Belinda Adams Washington than I can, and no one can be a better you than you can. And that kind of dims down that envy when you see that. Thank you.
Thank you so much for that. That is so true. Nisha, did you want to comment on that question?
Sure, Tasha. There are times I have felt some envy. But here again, I get myself together, and I realize that the Bible says chance happeneth to us all. So opportunities, the many opportunities I've seen other people have, I've had the same. It's the decisions that we make. And so I talk myself through a lot of things, and the little envy that I felt towards somebody else, I get rid of that, and I keep it moving and be grateful for what I have, for what God has afforded me.
An attitude of gratitude. That sounds like a key.
Amen.
Trixie, would you like to comment?
The only thing I want to add to that and all of those is success. What does success look like to you? So if you're envy of someone because of their success, then start creating your own success. And by creating success, I mean, start setting goals for those things that you want to see come into your life. And then once you start working on those goals, making a plan for those goals and taking action, you're going to have all types of success. You're going to have no time to envy anyone else. Thank you.
And our next question is, to which do you devote most time, thinking of success or of failure? And I would like to share something with you from As a Man Thinketh. A man is literally what he thinks. Mm-hmm. His character being the complete sum of all his thoughts. Man is made or unmade by himself. In the armor of thoughts he forges, the weapon by which he destroys himself. I devote my time to thinking about success. You must visualize your goal. That's an important step to achieving them. As Trixie has just said, focus on your own success. Where do you see yourself going? And then lay the groundwork by setting the goals and going after them. What you focus on, you will attract. If you focus on failure and that is your mindset, that is what will start to manifest in your life. It's so important to have the right mindset where you're focused on succeeding and seeing yourself, literally seeing yourself as successful, and devote time each day to that image, to that visualization of your destiny, and it shall come to pass. But it takes consistent focus. It takes consistent vision, planning, and positive steps towards it. I would like to have Trixie comment on that, please.
Oh, I had my phone on mute there, Tasha, and I have to agree with you. However, we all need, again, to just continue to
try to stay positive, and being positive, it's gonna, if you took negative on one side and success on another side, and if you stay positive, you're going to continue to focus on all the positive, as Tasha mentioned. So, Tasha, I'm continuously thinking of success. I enjoy when we come together on Mondays. I get excited about my week because Sunday, I go through the week, and I think about all the things that I have to work on, and I get excited to share with my mastermind partners some of the goals, and when I hit that milestone, when I achieve a goal, I'm, like, super excited, and I think you all can feel the energy coming throughout the phone when we do those things. It just gives you something to look forward for, and having those accountability partners, which reminds you that you have these goals and you're achieving them. And when we see each other do that, or when we do it ourselves, that is such gratification. Thank you.
Thank you, Trixie. And I would like to remind our listeners, if you have a question or you would like to comment, you can hit 1, and we will have you join the call and give us your questions or comments. You're welcome to do that at any time. You can simply hit 1. Or you can join us on our Facebook page. We are monitoring that. You can post your question there or on the Blog Talk page as well. And we will have you join the call. At this point, we will take a commercial break. And when we come back, we will have Belinda comment on that question.
For more information about the International Mastermind Association, visit internationalmasterminders.com. Or on Facebook, visit the group International Mastermind Association. The name of the book is Think and Grow Rich, the original version restored and revised by Napoleon Hill. ISBN 1-593-30-2002. That ISBN number again, 1-593-30-2002.
Hello, this is Belinda again. To which do you devote most time, thinking of success or of failure? And my partners have provided just wonderful insight on that question. My challenge to you, I've gone through some trying times in my life, and I've come to realize that every day is only 24 hours. And every day has only 1,440 minutes. And so what am I going to do with each of those minutes? What am I going to do with each of those hours? Because my father teaches us so often that yesterday is in the tomb and tomorrow is in the womb. There's nothing that I can do about what happened yesterday. There's nothing you can do about what happened yesterday. So begin today. Every minute, as my partners have already said, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Think on success. Don't allow failure to just overcome. So even when you have those down pits or you may have those thoughts of failure, you can't go back and change yesterday. So say, I'm going to deal with today so that tomorrow will be brighter. Thank you.
Thank you so much for that, Belinda. I love that. Yesterday is in the tomb. Tomorrow is in the womb. That means you got to birth your future. I love that.
Yes.
So much. You have to birth it. It's up to you to let that thing grow, to nurture it, to feed it, and then let it break through.
Yes.
Nisha, would you like to comment?
Tasha, I would say that I devote most of my time thinking of successes. One thing one of my dear friends left with me is she would always ask her kids, what have you done to improve the quality of your life? And so I take that with me, and I'm thinking on what else can I do to improve the quality of my life? As well, I echo all of the sentiments that have gone, the comments you guys have made before me.
Thank you so much. Our next question, are you gaining or losing self-confidence as you grow older? I do want to encourage you write down the questions so you can spend some time yourself reflecting on them after the call. If you don't have a book, be sure to write down these questions. These are powerful questions. I am definitely gaining self-confidence as I grow older. I have never been so confident and comfortable in who I am. And it's wonderful to reach a place in your life when you understand your purpose, you understand what your mission is, and then you can be confident as you go forward. I evaluate everything in my life based on my core values and my purpose. I look at everything and I say, is this in alignment? And as long as I do that, I avoid things that I should not be pursuing. And having that perfect alignment allows me to be confident in everything I do, in every action, in every decision. But it all started with identifying my purpose. That's what I love about being a purpose coach, because once people have that, then they can build their life around it. And you immediately see how much more confident people are because they know for sure they're on the right path, because now they have their purpose, they have their purpose statement, they have their vision statement, and you can speak to that and start building the parts of your life to get to your dream. I would like to have Trixie comment on that as well.
Thank you, Tasha. I'm glad for the opportunity. I just wanted to first of all say, if you do want a list of these questions, I'll be happy to share the list of all the questions we're covering. If you send an email to Trixie, T-R-I-X-Y, Walker, W-A-L-K-E-R, at gmail.com, I will send the listeners a list of those questions. But to go into it, as you grow older, yes, self-confidence. My confidence has boosted tremendously over the last 20 years. And what I contribute that to is, number one, my faith. I have faith that everything that I touch and do will succeed. So with my faith, and number two, with the education, because you have to continue to learn. With the education, I'm competent in everything with the education experiences. And the third thing that contributed to my self-confidence is my life experiences. Through the things that your past actually makes up the person that you are today. And through my experiences, through my education and having faith, I believe that I am now more confident than I have ever been in the last 20 years.
Thank you. I would like to have Leisha and then Belinda comment on that question as well.
Thank you, Tasha. Definitely the older I get, I see myself gaining more and more confidence. And I base a lot of that confidence coming from God. The more I preach the word, I see Him giving me more holy boldness. But just in my maturity, I'm gaining so much more confidence. And Tasha, this is a personal question, because at one point I did not have a whole lot of confidence in me, in myself. And people would say, you need to have more confidence. You know, obviously you have what it takes. And but, you know, you have to build your confidence. Other people can't do that. They can tell you, but ultimately you have to grab a hold of that and say, wait a minute, you know, I can do this. You can build your confidence. And so as I've grown older, I've been working on it, Tasha, and it's self-empowering. It feels good, and I thank God I don't get conceited with it, but I just thank God the more I realize that I'm gaining more and more confidence, I give credit to God.
Thank you so much for that, Leisha. Do we have any callers who wanted to comment or have any questions for us?
Not at this time, Tasha.
Okay, just want to remind everyone, you can hit 1 if you are on the phone, or you can post your questions on Facebook or on the Blog Talk page as well. One of the things I would say that helps in terms of confidence is affirmation. That's why I love that as being a part of IMA, that we have our affirmations. And I actually have a list of victory affirmations, and I can make that available to anyone who would like to receive those affirmations. I give them out to people in my ministry. You can just request them on my page, livealifeofvictory.com. Request it on the contact page, and I will get those victory affirmations out to you. You have to renew your mind. When you renew your mind with the Word of God, you can grow in confidence. You start to understand that you are perfect and you are wonderfully made, and you soak in what God says about you. And when you do that, you can then begin the process of standing. Life happens. Life will beat you down and make you feel like you can't go on, but we serve one who gives us the power and the strength, and it begins when we declare his word. But Linda,
Tasha?
Yes.
Tasha, excuse me. We do have two questions.
Wonderful. Let's go ahead and bring the first one on.
I believe the first one is Miss Ann McNeil. I'm making her live now.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, this is Ann McNeil, the Master Builder, Building Stronger and Better Lives, and thank you for taking my question, and I'll be brief. I'm enjoying the show, and my question is, how do each of you use the mastermind process in your group to support each other in these questions as you mastermind? So how do you use the process? Because I'm sitting here and I'm listening to all of the questions, and they're great, and the responses are great. But help me understand, what does that look like when you mastermind? I mean, what is it, you know, we have people who are listening. They don't know what mastermind is. They don't know what IMA is. And we're listening. But I'd like to have you make it real life for us and help give us an example to understand. How do you use the mastermind concept in Think and Grow Rich to actually move from the questions to reality? Thank you.
I would like to answer that. This is Trixie. Thank you, Ann McNeil. The mastermind process, utilizing this process, number one, we come together once a week at the same time, and we're spending time with each other. We're exploring these questions. And one of the things that we did when we first opened up these questions was we said, we are going to be absolutely truthful in this. We are going to answer these questions because in the group, there are no holding back. We're going to share, and we're going to be real with each other. And if we're going through something, we're helping each other work that out by answering these questions out loud. We take a question and we dissect it. And then through everyone talking and sharing, we're able to help that person move from that position of being stuck and moving further into the life that she really and truly wants to live. As a group, we have group affirmations that we share, and we want to resolve any issues or any problems in that call. But the process of just coming together, having an accountability partner, is really what makes this work and help us to answer these self-analysis questions. And I'll open it up to my mastermind partners to dwell a little deep in that.
Hello, this is Belinda. Okay.
Go ahead, Belinda.
Okay. This is Belinda. One of the things that I've seen in the group, being a part of the Masterminders group, that has helped me is just the focus. And first of all, we look at the desire. When we started, it was like, what do you desire, you know, to do with your life? Who do you desire to be? And then we begin to write our affirmations based on that. And so, and being a part of the group, we hold each other, as Trixie said, accountable, but you have your desire first. And that's what I like the most about IMA, because it's not like someone else is imposing their desires on you.
Mm-hmm.
It's what do you desire to be. And so, and a lot of times we don't even think about that in life. We just go on from day to day and we don't really focus. So being a part of IMA has helped me to focus. And then once I write that down, then my group, they may come and have specialized knowledge in other fields. Like we've been able to help each other. We say, I think one of us went to do a webinar and it was like, what are your suggestions on how do I do this? Or if I'm whatever I'm trying to pursue, there are other people in the group because God has brought us together and we are like-minded individuals, mm-hmm. but each of us are unique. We have our own strengths. And so someone else in my group is strong in an area where I'm weak, and so they pour into me. And so I have the affirmation, the desire is there, I'm saying it every day, and then I'm being held accountable, then I'm getting additional knowledge from other people in my group, and then they're just, you know, the persistence is there. And I have seen so many things as a personal testimony, part of my affirmation, I'm saying it, and I see it coming to pass. Like one part in my affirmation says how my wallet, my purse, and my bank account will always be full of money. I have gotten more speaking engagements. Money's constantly coming into my hands. You know what I mean? So I see the fulfillment of it, and that's what I've gotten out of being a part of AMA, IMA, I mean, and I invite you to come and join our family.
Thank you so much, Belinda. This is Tasha. One of the things for me personally is that it exposes weaknesses or areas of growth. And that is one of the things I love about my mastermind team. If I am fearful of moving forward or avoiding moving forward, once I've spoken that to my team, they then hold me accountable. I can't just simply ignore that one little area that I don't want to address because I'm uncertain or I'm not sure. They will come back and say, how is that going? And not only just saying, how is that going, but also contributing to help me take action, whether it's advice, giving me wisdom about it, or even just giving me direction and ideas. So it's having that sounding board and not just sitting there in a vacuum by yourself saying, I know I need to work on this, or this is going to help me get where I need to go, but I don't even know where to get started. You now have partners that you can share those dreams with, those desires, and people who can now give you advice from their own life experiences. Everyone is at a different stage in their life, and they can now share that wisdom that they've gained with you. That has been the most important impact, the accountability, someone not letting me get away with not moving forward on my dreams, because these are my dreams. I'm responsible to move forward. But it's wonderful to have someone say, how is that going? What did you do this week on this? And just having that specific accountability keeps you on track. I find that even if it's right before the call, I get really focused on what did I really do in this week? Because I'm going to have to share this in a moment. So what did I really And you will find that you're going to push yourself a little bit further because you have committed to a group of people that you know are going to come back and say, how did that go? Where did you get on that? It's the accountability that really propels you forward, always going forward. And it's the wonderful experience of having people that you know that are strengthening you and encouraging you on this journey. Someone said like-minded. Mm-hmm. Belinda said like-minded. And that is so true. When you have people who are like-minded, there's so many negative people on the outside. You gain strength from your mastermind partners. So if someone is out there listening who has not joined us, consider seriously contacting us and joining a mastermind group today. It will change your life. Leisha, would you like to comment on that as well?
Yes, ma'am. Ms. Ann McNeil, I'm the newbie in my group. But what I'm getting out of it is my group gives me the extra push that I need. It's helping me build my self-confidence in many areas, especially the goals that I've set for myself. And it is helping me stay focused.
It's not allowing me, my group is not allowing me to drop a ball. If I drop the ball, they ask me about it. So to give the accountability on it, and they help boost me back up and say, come on, you can do it. So I am really, really getting a lot out of being an IMA member. I'm really enjoying it.
Thank you so much for that, Leisha. We will go into our next commercial, and when we come back, we'll continue in the questions.
You are listening to the Blog Talk Radio program of the International Mastermind Association. We are here every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. on blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. You can listen to this and the other shows anytime on the web by visiting blogtalkradio.com/masterminders or join us live during the show by calling 661-554-9219. The call-in number again, 661-554-9219. If you wish to join the conversation during the live show, just press 1 on your telephone keypad. You can also join us in the chat room or log on through your Facebook account.
We are continuing our conversation on the self-analysis questions from the book Think and Grow Rich. Leisha, I understand that we had one other caller who wanted to have a question or a comment. Is that correct? Yes.
We did, Tasha, and I'm glad you brought that up, but that caller has since put their hand down.
All right, so I just want to remind everyone, you can ask us a question or make a comment by hitting 1 on your phone, or you can post that online. Our next question is, do you learn something of value from all mistakes, and then are you permitting some relative or acquaintance to worry you? And if so, why? Trixie, can you comment on that for us?
Okay, can you repeat the question? When you
Yes, it's a two-part question.
It's a two-part question, okay.
The first part is, do you learn something of value from all mistakes? And the second part is, are you permitting some relative or acquaintance to worry you?
Oh, okay. Well, the first question is what stuck out to me, the learning something of value from all mistakes. Absolutely. Absolutely. You may make a mistake and learn from it, and then you may repeat that same mistake and get a better understanding of it. But, yes, everything that I have gone through and made a mistake on, absolutely. I recognize it, and I gain a valuable information. I have one incident, and then I'll move on. But one incident that happened where I put trust in someone and investment in some product and made the biggest mistake. Before I did it, I consulted with a close friend of mine. And she said, well, you know, however you feel in your heart. And she says, what I can say is it will be an education experience. And, yes, I made a mistake and made the incorrect investment, but I learned a valuable lesson from that. And I say, okay, that's another part of my education. So it was a mistake that I made, but I saw it as a learning experience of what to and not to do. So thank you, Tom.
I agree, Trixie. I believe every mistake brings an opportunity to grow and develop. Belinda, would you like to comment on that?
Yes. I can also agree with what both of my partners have said, and it is important when you make a mistake to really look at it and just assess, you know, what did I do? How could I have done this differently? A lot of times I talk about that even with my children. I'll tell them, okay, how did you find yourself in this situation? You know, what did you do and what would you do differently? So in the future, because you can understand, it's almost like in school, school when you have a test. If you take a test in some classes, or say the class itself, and you fail that class, you have to retake it. So what you learn in life is if I keep making the same mistake and I keep failing this test, I'm going to keep taking it. So at what point do you evaluate it? A lot of times it may be financial. It may be with your health. Okay, I need to change what I eat. With my money, I need to change how I'm spending it. With my relationships, maybe I need to come and become a part of IMA, a group of positive thinkers, instead of hanging out with people who have no desires, no future, no vision. You know, so look at it. Assess where you are, and then learn from your mistakes and make wise decisions. Choose life.
Thank you. Lisa, would you like to comment?
Tasha, I'll just give one comment. There's a pastor that did say, and actually it's Pastor Jefferson, my uncle, who would say it's kind of crazy when you keep doing the same thing, expecting something different. And so in my life, yes, I am learning from my mistakes. Thank you.
Thank you. The second question was, are you permitting some relative or acquaintance to worry you? And I know the last show we talked a lot about how to deal with negative people, and I believe this question, that second question, is very similar to when you're dealing with negative people, to not allow them to have control over your life, that sometimes you will have to take a stand where people are trying to worry you or stress you. And if there's anyone else who has a comment on that, permitting some relative or acquaintance to worry you, feel free to come back and share your comment as well. Okay. We will go on to our next question, and I want to encourage those who are listening. You can hit 1 to make a comment or to ask a question. If you're dealing with something that's similar to these questions we've been reviewing today, and you would like to pose a question to the group, you may hit 1 to pose a question, or you can post it online.
Tasha, I'm sorry to interrupt, but we do have a hand up.
Wonderful.
Okay, it's area code 414. Hold 1 second. Go ahead, ma'am.
Great. Good morning to you all. And
good morning.
It was awesome that I came across you. Serendipity is in effect because I usually don't get on Blog Talk this early, but you all are doing a great job. Just wanted to comment on that last part of that question regarding family members that might, pose as in opposition. I forget the exact wording now. But one of the things I find and I share with people, and I do it for my own self, is that family members are not supposed to always have you. They're not going to understand what you're doing when you begin to transform your thoughts. And you, like you said, when you want to be accountable and you want to actually access everything that you've been guaranteed by God the Creator, right? So everyone's not aware of every part of the plan, including us. So we're just kind of going, trusting, and knowing that it's going to be done. So what I usually do is I just kind of do like I would if there was someone who did not believe in the Creator or didn't believe in the processes. I would just simply say, I understand that that's not something you understand, but keep watching. You'll soon become a believer too, you know. So, and that's all we can do. I mean, I can't condemn them. I don't get into a big lecture series. I don't try to quote scripture. I just simply say, just keep watching. You know, just like you may not believe that this little, out of this acorn comes this huge tree, that presents all, you know, this huge tree with all these leaves who are blown and create more trees, you know. We don't think about it in exponential terms like that, but once we open up to that, at that moment, you know, so that's why I said, you know, I don't even give no place to the devil, right? That's one of the things.
Amen.
And then the other thing, right? And then the second thing I often say is that, you know, distractions will come, so you just have to stay focused and not get distracted. If it's not on your agenda, if it's not part of the process, if it's not part of the activities you've been given to implement the plan, then you don't get involved. And you know, you just have to be there. So I commend you all for doing this. I think this is awesome that you all are trying to support each other. And I'm too far away to do it, but I'll try to chime in as often as I can here on Blog Talk. But I'm really encouraged by y'all doing this today. So thank you.
God bless you.
Thank you. And even if you are out of the area, remember the International Masterminders are throughout the world. So the IMA is throughout the world. We have members who are throughout the world. A lot of our time together is done by telephone. So even if you're out of our immediate area, you can be anywhere in the world and join a mastermind group.
I'm excited to hear that. Well, thank you for that. And by the way, my name is Marion Afua. I guess I did not say that when I came on, did I?
Well, thank you, Marion. Thank you so much. We appreciate your comments. What it made me think of is like a butterfly. We are each going through a process. You may start as a caterpillar, but you go through a process. And people cannot see inside the cocoon when the process is happening, but they will see you become that beautiful butterfly when you finally break free and you emerge a new creation. Is there any final comments? I would like to give a second for each of my co-hosts to just say their farewells and tell us just a little bit more about how to connect with them.
Trixie.